It's seldom that I spend a whole sermon looking at a particular sin. But God has led me today to preach on one of the Ten Commandments. I want to ask you now to look in your Bibles at Exodus chapter 20, beginning with verse 8, and reading through verse 11. There are more verses about this one commandment than there is any of the other commandments. Exodus chapter 20, beginning in verse 8. The Word of God says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." God, in this passage of Scripture, God gives us one of the Ten Commandments. And that particular commandment is to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. When our nation was founded, this was one of the first laws that was placed on our books in America. Earlier, when the Mayflower landed, the history books tell us that the Mayflower landed on Saturday afternoon. And they had been in that ship for 13 weeks. But they would not come out of the ship. They stayed in the ship through Sunday, the Sabbath for the Christians. They stayed in the ship through Sunday just to worship God on the Lord's Day together. They stayed in the ship until Monday. Can you imagine being in the ship for 13 weeks? You finally hit land. I would immediately want to get out of the ship, but they stayed in the ship and worshiped God on Sunday and then got out of the ship on Monday. And then in 1610, one of the first laws that was ever given down, one of the first laws that was given for capital punishment was, "Thou shalt remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." And anyone that did not keep the Sabbath day holy, this was not just Christians, this was the law of our land. In 1610, the law was given that anyone that consistently broke the Sabbath day, did not remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, anyone that worked on the Sabbath day, that individual would be put to death. And for many years, anyone that worked on the Sabbath day was put to death. There were many other laws that were given, we call them the blue laws, that forbid any stores from being open or any trading or any work to be done on the Sabbath day. It was forbidden for many years. One of the last blue laws that we have is forbidding the sale of alcohol on Sunday. For hundreds of years, our nation has had this as a principle of righteousness that we would remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It was carried before the Supreme Court a number of times in the 1800s and early 1900s. Repeatedly, it was carried before the Supreme Court where the law was challenged, and people would try to get it overturned, and repeatedly the Supreme Court upheld that it was against the law of our land to work on the Sabbath day. Now, in Exodus chapter 20, as you read the Ten Commandments, you see in the verses 8 through 11, you see that the Word of God tells us that we are to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It tells us three things, basically, in those verses. First of all, it tells us that we are to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The second thing it tells us is, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. Let me pause here and say that a part of this whole explanation of the Ten Commandments, a part of that is that man is supposed to work. The Word of God tells us in the New Testament that if any man will not work, neither shall he eat. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8 that a man that provideth not for his own household is worse than an infidel. So working is required by God. However, working on the Sabbath day is completely going against the Word of God. In Exodus chapter 31, the Word of God makes it plain the seriousness of this law. In fact, if you go back and study the Ten Commandments, did all ten of those commandments require the death penalty? If someone broke, thou shalt not steal. Did the Word of God ever call for the death penalty on thou shalt not steal or thou shalt not covet? No, it doesn't call for the death penalty. There are only about three of the Ten Commandments that call for the death penalty in the Word of God. One is thou shalt not kill. That word means to murder. Thou shalt not kill or murder. If you break that commandment, the Word of God calls for capital punishment or for the person to be put to death. A second thing that the Word of God called for was adultery or fornication. The people were to be put to death. And the third thing that the Word of God called for the capital punishment or the death penalty was those that did not remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Look at Exodus chapter 31, verses 14 and 15. The Word of God says, ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. So the Word of God, first of all, emphasizes the importance of this commandment by spending more time in writing on the Ten Commandments, more time on that than any of the other Ten Commandments. Second way it emphasizes the importance of this commandment is that it shows that the death penalty was to be given to those that broke this commandment. Now, another way that I think we can see the seriousness of breaking this commandment is that as you go through the Word of God, that seems to be the one commandment that created the most trouble in the lives of the people. That's the commandment that repeatedly, when God would bring His judgment on the people, one of the things that was a constant problem in the lives of the children of Israel was that they were forgetting to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Turn to the book of Nehemiah. There are several times in the book of Nehemiah that the Word of God talks about the Sabbath day. You remember in Ezra and Nehemiah, in those two books, in Ezra and Nehemiah, what are those two books of the Bible about? They're about the rebuilding of Jerusalem. They're about an occasion after the children of Israel have been in Babylonian captivity. They had been in Babylonian captivity for 70 years. And the number one reason that is mentioned in the Word of God that they were taken into Babylonian captivity, there was one particular problem, there was one particular sin that was recurring in the lives of the children of Israel that led to them being carried into Babylonian captivity. And that number one sin, the one that seems to be emphasized the most, is remembering a failure to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And so when they began to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, and they began to lift things up, you remember all the rubbish that was there in Jerusalem. You remember that one of the things that they found amidst all that rubbish, one of the things they found was the Word of God, the laws of God. And they began to read the Word of God and began to talk about, we have not been keeping the laws of God. We have not been following the Word of God. And as the king read about the laws of God that they had forsaken, including the law of remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy, the king repented and wept and cried because he knew of the serious judgments that God would bring on the people of God that did not obey His commandments. So the king wept and cried and said, we will restore the laws of the land, but the people rebelled against those laws. Nehemiah chapter 13, I want you to watch and see what Nehemiah did as they began to rebuild and restore Jerusalem. Nehemiah chapter 13, I'm going to read several verses here so that you can see how Nehemiah responded when the children of Israel rebelled against remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy, not only in working themselves, but also, listen carefully now, it is not only wrong for us to work on the Sabbath day, it is also a sin to buy from those who are working on the Sabbath day. Look now at Nehemiah chapter 13. The Word of God says in Nehemiah 13, beginning in verse 15, "In those days saw I in Judah some treading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in sheaves, and lading asses, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day wherein they sold victuals." What was Nehemiah testifying against them for? For selling things on the Lord's day or the Sabbath day. Verse 16 says, "There dwelt men of Tyre also therein, which brought fish and all manner of ware, and sold on the Sabbath unto the children of Judah and in Jerusalem." Now, it was one thing for the Gentiles to be selling, but it was a more severe thing for the children of Israel to be buying on the Sabbath day. And the reason it was more severe for the children of Israel is that they were God's chosen people. They were supposed to be setting an example for the Gentiles. The Gentiles were selling, but what God particularly attacks here, what Nehemiah speaks out against the most, is that Jerusalem and Judah was buying from those who were selling. Look at verse 17. He says, "Then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said unto them, What evil thing is this that ye do and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers thus?" What did their fathers do? They profaned the Sabbath day. They did not keep the Sabbath day holy. What did it cause? It caused them to be carried into Babylonian captivity. He says, "Did not your fathers thus? And did not our God bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? Yet ye bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath." Brethren, the people of God in America that founded our nation, they stood against profaning the Sabbath. They stood against working on the Lord's day. It is amazing to me that in my lifetime, I have seen people go from firmly standing against working on the Sabbath day to churches across America accepting working on the Sabbath day. The Bible says, "Be sure your sin will find you out." I can remember, brethren, when people did things wrong on the Sabbath day. I can remember when people would get out and just started mowing their grass on Sunday, that the people would in the community would go and tell that person, "We don't do that in this city. That's not allowed in this city. You don't work on the Lord's day. You don't work on the Sabbath day." So Nehemiah tells Jerusalem and Judah, "You're profaning the Sabbath day." Come back in your Bibles now to Nehemiah 13, beginning in verse 19. "And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut and charged that they should not be opened until after the Sabbath." And let me tell you this, that in the Old Testament times, a day began at sundown one day and continued until sundown the next day. Even in Genesis chapter 1, the Scripture says, "And the evening and the morning were the first day." Do you remember that? Going back to Genesis chapter 1, a day began with the ending, or began with darkness and ended with light. And what Jeremiah is saying here, and the Jews followed this throughout the history of the Old Testament when they kept the commandments of God, they followed this, that from sundown on Friday, Saturday was their Sabbath day. Saturday was one of their Sabbath days. I want everybody here to know there were many Sabbath days in addition to the seventh day of the week. But the seventh day of the week began on Friday afternoon and went through Saturday afternoon. From sundown Friday until sundown Saturday was their Sabbath day. Verse 19 says, I commanded that the gates... Why was Nehemiah commanding that the gates of Jerusalem should be shut on the Sabbath day? To keep the people from coming in and trading with the children of Israel. I commanded that the gates should be shut and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. Some of my servants, I sat at the gates that there should be no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and sellers, now watch this, what they did. I want you to think about what they did. Verse 20 says, so the merchants and the sellers of all kind of ware lodged without Jerusalem once or twice. That is, one or two Saturdays. They just kept their wares right outside the walls of Jerusalem after he shut the gates. Verse 21 says, then I testified against them and said unto them, why lodge ye about the wall? What was Nehemiah concerned about? He was concerned that they were just waiting around until they would finally begin opening the doors again. You know, so he says, then I testified against them and said unto them, why lodge ye about the wall? If ye do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath day. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves and that they should come and keep the gates to testify the Sabbath day. So in the book of Nehemiah, as well as Ezra, but in the book of Nehemiah, as they're rebuilding Jerusalem, I want you to know that one of the main things that Nehemiah was restoring was the fact that they were to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That was one of the things that caused them to go into Babylonian captivity. One of the things that caused God's judgments on Jerusalem was their failure to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Let's see what the prophets had to say about remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. In Isaiah chapter 56, listen please to verses 1 and 2. The Word of God says, thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment. Do you know what caused the destruction of Jerusalem? One of the things that caused the destruction of Jerusalem. Do you know what God continuously rebuked the children of Israel for? Is that there was no judgment in the land. Do you know that among Christians today, there's such a distortion and misunderstanding of God's Word that there is no judgment taking place in the house of God? And the Word of God, brethren, teaches very clearly that we, the house of God, the church of Jesus Christ, we're to uphold the banner and standard of truth and righteousness. The house of God is supposed to carry out judgment, and the house of God is failing to carry out the judgment that God's Word calls for. And even where there are a few places that judgment is carried out, relative to adultery, for example, they will take a stand on adultery, but they will keep their mouths shut on remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's an abomination in the sight of God, and you'll see that as we get into the New Testament. That's the two things that they attacked Jesus on. One was trying to get him to put to death a woman caught in adultery, and the second thing they attacked him on was failing to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And you'll see when we get to the New Testament why that's so significant. Look in Isaiah chapter 56 now, verses 1 and 2, trying to show that all through the Old Testament and the New Testament, that a failure to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy has always been a great grievous sin to God. In Isaiah 56 verses 1 and 2, the Word of God says, thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Is it evil to work on the Lord's day? Is it evil to work on the Sabbath day? Indeed it is. Are there judgments that come on those that do not remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? Indeed, there are. Are there blessings that come to God's people when they stand up and uphold the truth and stand where God's Word says to stand? Are there blessings to God's people that will remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? Indeed, there were and there are. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's amazing to me that people will say, you know, it's a sin to commit adultery. It's a terrible thing to commit adultery. And then turn right around, and one of the other Ten Commandments. Is it wrong to steal? Is it wrong to steal? Is that a sin? Is it wrong to commit adultery? Is that a sin? Indeed, it is. Every one of the Ten Commandments, most Christians will stand up and defend except one. There's one commandment they won't typically stand up and defend today. And the reason they won't today is because that's the most, we're the most guilty of failing to remember the Sabbath day of any of the other Ten Commandments. And the reason that we're most guilty of that is because we have not been looking at God's Word on the Ten Commandments. In Isaiah 56, God promises great blessings to those who do keep the Sabbath day. Come down to verse 6 now. Verses 6 and 7, Isaiah 56, verses 6 and 7. The Word of God says, also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve Him. He's talking about the Jews earlier. And now he says, the strangers that come among the Jews, also the sons of the strangers that join themselves to the Lord to serve Him and to love the name of the Lord, to be His servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Who does God say that He's going to lift up and exalt and bless in the house of God? He says, I'm going to bless those who remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar, for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Look at, well, Isaiah 58. Look at Isaiah 58 just a moment. In Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14, the Word of God says, if thou, now does he pronounce blessings in Isaiah 56? Does he declare great blessings to those who remember the Sabbath day and will not work on the Sabbath? Then in Isaiah 58, he talks about the cursings that come to those that will not. In Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14, the Scripture says, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath. Now listen, no, this is more blessings. Now, this is getting more specific. Listen carefully. This is not just saying don't work on the Sabbath day. Not just saying don't work on the Sabbath day. It's saying don't go out and do fun on the Sabbath day. The things that you would normally do. That's where the fishing, that's the reason our grandparents believed it was wrong to go fishing and hunting on Sunday. He says, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor Him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. God will lift up His people and bless them to walk about Zion, when they will honor God and keep this commandment that says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Turn in your Bibles to Jeremiah now. Look at Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 17. This will be the last scripture that we look at in the Old Testament. Then I want us to go to the New Testament. Jeremiah chapter 17. I just want you to see that all through the Word of God, this commandment has been a problem for the people of God. And the people of God have rebelled against it. And God has brought His judgment, and then they have repented and turned back to the Lord, and they have honored this, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, and He's blessed them, and then they forget the Lord, and they turn their back again on this commandment. Jeremiah chapter 17, listen please to verses 21 through 23. Jeremiah 17, 21 through 23. The Word of God says, thus saith the Lord, take heed to yourselves and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem, neither carry forth a burden out of your homes on the Sabbath day. Neither do ye any work, but hallow ye the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. Have you ever hardened your heart against what God's Word says? Have you ever hardened your neck and says, I don't care what you say? I've had people tell me that. And there are a lot of other things besides this. You know, sooner or later, brethren, sooner or later, we're going to have to decide whether we're going to serve the Lord or not. And right here in verse 23, the Word of God says that sometimes the people get stiff-necked. The Word of God says that many of Jesus' disciples turned back and walked no more with Him. Do you remember why they turned back and walked no more with Him? The Scripture says, because of the hardness of His sayings. Brethren, the doctrines of election and predestination are not hard doctrines. But when you talk about loving your enemies, when you talk about any commandment that has been ignored, if you talk about anything the Word of God declares is right, that people today say is wrong, and you talk about anything that people say is wrong, that the Word of God says is right, anytime there's a major conflict between the world and the church, there will always be a division in the body of Christ. If the world has come into the church. Or there will be repentance in the house of God. One of the two. Now when Jeremiah preached to these people, what did Jeremiah say? When Jeremiah preached to these people, he told them that they had stiffened their neck and their forefathers had stiffened their necks. Come down to verse 27. He says, but if ye will not hearken unto me to hallow the Sabbath day, and not to bear a burden, even entering in at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then will I kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. Now that's what happened. This is a prophecy of what happened in the New Testament, and you'll see that as we go along. God says, I'm going to kindle a fire. I'm going to kindle a fire in the gates of Jerusalem. Why? Because they did not remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Come down to verse 18. In the days of Jeremiah, how did they respond when Jeremiah upheld this commandment that's one of the Ten Commandments? How did the people respond? Look at verse 18. Chapter 18, verse 18. Here's how they responded to what he said in chapter 17. In chapter 18, verse 18, the Scripture says, then said they, come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Did you know people will respond that way even to the Word of God? Doesn't matter whether it's judgment pertaining to church discipline. Are there many people that absolutely refuse to follow what God's Word says? Are there churches that refuse to follow what God's Word says on church discipline? Are there churches that refuse to follow what God's Word says on divorce and remarriage? Are there many churches that absolutely refuse to follow what God's Word says? And there are also churches that refuse to follow what God's Word says on the Ten Commandments. Specifically, on remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Go with me now to the New Testament. Turn in your Bibles to the book of John. I want you to notice in John chapter 7, there were two main ways that the people tried to destroy Jesus. I mentioned earlier that there were three of the Ten Commandments that called for the death penalty. Do you remember what those three were? What were three of the Ten Commandments that called for the death penalty? What was one of them? Thou shalt not kill. What was the second one? Thou shalt not commit adultery. And what was the third one? Working on the Sabbath day. Those were the three that called for the death penalty. They tried to kill Jesus by deceiving him on two of those. One was they wanted to kill Jesus under the law of Moses. Please follow this. They wanted to kill Jesus under the law of the Ten Commandments. And let me quickly say this, because I can see wheels turning. The idea that we're not under these Ten Commandments, that we're not under the law, we're under grace, it's true that we're not under the ceremonial law, but we're still under the moral law of God's Word. And remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy is not part of the ceremonial law, it's part of the moral law of God. And if you want to do away, and Jesus said this, Jesus said in John chapter 5, He said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill it." Jesus did not destroy the moral law or do away with the moral law. Now listen in John chapter 7. They wanted to kill Jesus. And there were about seven times, if you go home and study, there were about seven times that the Jews, the scribes and the Pharisees, that the Jews wanted to kill Jesus because he had not kept, in their opinion, now listen carefully, watch this carefully, it's extremely important. I beg you to pay attention to this. The Jews wanted to kill Jesus because he had not remembered the Sabbath day to keep it holy. In their opinion, Jesus had already set forth the pattern repeatedly that they were never to carry out judgment when they were guilty of the same things in their own lives. You remember in Matthew 7 where he said, "Judge not that ye be not judged." That passage is talking about how the Jews wanted to carry out judgment on others, and they were guilty of the same things themselves. And they had been breaking the Sabbath day, but they wanted to kill Jesus for breaking the Sabbath day. He didn't break the Sabbath day, but in their opinion he did. We'll see the difference. In John chapter 7, listen to verse 19. Jesus had been, one of the things he had done is he had healed on the Sabbath day. Please remember this. I want you to go home and study what Jesus did. Find the seven things Jesus did on the Sabbath day. You know what Jesus did on the Sabbath day? Jesus did good on the Sabbath day. I want you to listen carefully. Jesus did good on the Sabbath day, but Jesus never worked for personal gain on the Sabbath day, did he? Did Jesus ever work for personal gain? Never, never. Jesus never took money for what he did on the Sabbath day, did he? Never did he take money for what he did on the Sabbath day. He never did it for personal gain. Did he command in those Ten Commandments that they were to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? Did he also command that they were to work? Yes, he did. But in conjunction with working, he made it clear, you do not work on the Sabbath day. Man is to labor. Man is to provide for his family. But using that text and scripture and truth that man is to provide for his family and therefore we can work on the Lord's day is twisting and perverting the Word of God. John chapter 7, listen to what Jesus said in John 7 and verse 19. He says, "Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law?" You hear what he's condemning them for? They were not what? They were not keeping the law. And then he says, "Why go ye about to kill me?" Now this verse is extremely important. He's asking the people, "Why are you going about to kill me?" Well, did the law say that if you didn't remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, you were to be put to death? Did the law say that if you worked, you were to be put to death? If you worked on the Sabbath day, yes. And if Jesus had worked on the Sabbath day, indeed, they would have had a right to put him to death, if they were not guilty of the same thing. Please follow this carefully. Come down to verse 22. "Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers, and ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man." Did the Jews circumcise people on the Sabbath day if it was necessary? Yes, they did. These scribes and Pharisees did. He says, "If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Do you know the only way that righteous judgment can be carried out is if the people who are carrying out the judgment have not committed that sin, and if the judgment that's being carried out is according to the Word of God. Now watch this. In John 7, remember what happened in John 7. Look at John 8. Who were they trying to put to death in John 7? Who were they trying to put to death in John 7? Jesus. Why were they trying to put him to death in chapter 7? Because they thought that he was breaking the Sabbath day. Now come to John chapter 8. Who were they trying to put to death in John chapter 8? Look at your Bibles. You know what it says. Who were they trying to put to death in John chapter 8? They wanted the scribes and Pharisees who wanted to kill Jesus. They brought a woman who was caught in adultery. They brought her to Jesus. And trying to deceive him and trick him, they said, this woman was caught in the very act of adultery. Look at verse 5. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said. Did they really want to follow the Word of God? Did they really want to follow the Word of God? No, not only did they not want to follow the Word of God, but they also were guilty of the same sin. You listen carefully to this. You better not ever carry out judgment where you're guilty of the same thing. Verse 6 says, this they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. I believe what he was writing on the ground was their names. And the reason I believe he was writing their names on the ground is because in the Old Testament, the Scripture says, in that same Jeremiah 17 that was talking about not remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy, in Jeremiah 17 it says, and all that depart from me shall be written in the earth because they have forsaken the Lord. Do you follow this? Jesus knelt down and began to write in the earth. Did these scribes and Pharisees know that Jeremiah 17 said that all that forsake him, that they would be written in the earth? Did they know that scripture? Yes, they did. And listen now to how they responded. When he knelt down and wrote on the ground. Verse 7 says, so when they continued asking him, he lifted himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. They were guilty of the same sin and yet wanted this woman put to death for breaking this commandment. They were guilty of also not remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy and wanted to put Jesus to death for the same sin of not remembering the Sabbath day. It was not a sin, but they thought he was sinning. Verse 8 says, and again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Verse 9 says, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience. Do you see what God did right there? God calls these people who wanted to put this woman to death for committing adultery. He caused these people to be convicted in their own conscience. Was Jesus saying, listen carefully, brethren, this is important. Was Jesus saying it's all right to commit adultery? Did Jesus do away with that commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery? Indeed, he did not. What did he say to this woman who committed adultery? He said, go and sin no more. The same thing is true of those that would not remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy and those that work on the Sabbath day. Jesus is not going to condone that. He's not going to put up with it. If you want to put up with that, you're eventually going to have to ignore adultery. You're going to have to ignore every other teaching in God's Word. May God help us to understand the truth and the importance of remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. May God help us to know it's a serious matter to fail to keep that commandment, is my prayer for Christ's sake.